Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. And now, the Rise Guys morning show continues on 93.3
The Planet.
Yeah, I'm out that Greenville, deep in South Carolina. Listen to the Rise Guys, non-smoking the ganja. Love to watch the Gamecocks, and though I listen here, I can listen anywhere. Yeah, podcasting everywhere. Thomas Creek Brewery, drinking all the Pilsner ale. False back on the Reedy, hiking on Swamp Rabbit Trail. Took me to my stash spot, next to church on Broad Street. Then checked out Matt Memory, day mornings are so sweet. Cruising down Main Street, turned up the Rise Guys. Listen to the show, Fat Boy eats too many home fries. Me, I'm out that Greenville, home of non Stoner, love we so much, pot gives him a boner. Say what up the Fat Boy, still like a dope boy. Sitting inside, eating entire pizza pies. Madman needs insulin for type 2 diabetes. Tell cause I'm up at 5 that I most definitely
beautiful song. It really is. I love it.
It is good.
I love it. It's good. Will Law, you have to love that song, I would imagine.
I do love that song.
You do love that song. That's Will Law, of course. What is your title at Thomas Creek Brewery, Will?
Sales director.
Sales director.
But on my business card, it also says beer pusher man.
Beer pusher man.
Beer pusher man's on the business card.
You're a beer dude man. Oh, that's crazy. You should, what do they call it, like on the cruise ships? You're the, what do they call it, the captain of entertainment, something like that, whatever they call that. Sunday's the big party.
Yes, sir.
And you're wearing the shirt today, the green shirt. It's, it says Lucky AF. I thought it said MF. Either way, though, I agree.
Yeah.
We're all lucky.
Yeah. I think this has to do about with my wife.
Well, that's what I was referring to as well. That's all the picture on
very
Instagram.
Lucky man.
That's right. Now, so let's talk about the beer. It's good.
Dude, it's doing great.
It's good.
It's blowing up more than I think anybody realized.
And I'll tell you this. It did for me, because to know that we're the highest, at least last week, we're the most poured beer in the upstate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gaw.
I mean, just an example. All right, 70-something beers on tap at Poor Tap Room in downtown.
Yeah. All right.
Rise Guys P1 Pilsner's number one.
Damn. Yeah. Thank y'all. That's awesome.
Appreciate your interest and your enjoyment of the beer.
Yeah. So we're going to be all around this weekend and then cultivating. 864-241-4318. Culminating. Oh. Yeah, it is culminating.
Yeah.
Culminating on Sunday.
Depends on how much you drink, I guess.
Oh. Talk to me after 3 p.m. The big St. Patrick's Day party at what 9 has dawned, the mecca of beer in the upstate, Thomas Creek Brewery.
Mm-hmm. I like that title.
I do, too.
I think Tom likes it, too.
Oh, you should. The brewmaster himself.
Yeah.
Tom's going to be out there with his Doppelbock beer brats.
That's right.
Yeah, this thing's good.
Are those boiled or broiled?
Yeah, so we have a big container of Doppelbock beer.
Yeah.
And we take the brats and we boil them in the beer. And when they float to the top, it means they're ready. And then you transfer them from the boiler to the grill.
Yeah.
And then a little sauerkraut. And, man, you're in the game. Mustard.
Yeah, his Doppelbach beer brats, some of the best brats I've ever had. Actually, they are the best brats I've ever had. Not some of, but far and away the best brats I've ever had.
Say, how many
life.
Beer brats have you had?
Right.
Several, but none as good as those.
Maybe next time we'll make some Matt Mosa soup.
Sure.
There you go.
Because Matt Mosa's are going to be there, too, for a test run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And this is good, too. I've tried the sample.
I love it.
You like it, Will?
It's good stuff,
Matt
man.
Loves it. I it's love called it. Matt Mosa. I mean, he'd like it.
Well, I know. I mean, you know I'm going to love it. You know I'm going to love it. But I also am, and I haven't tried this yet either, not Knockout 9's High Gravity Beer.
I don't know if you can handle that.
Will be a test run as well. That's with a 10.0 ABV, right?
It's about 11%, actually.
God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot.
Dang. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you got to give it up to these brewers, man. I mean, you know, Tom and
Cousin Adam.
Cousin Adam and Josh. Yeah. Josh's got a baby on the way pretty soon, so he's about to be a dad. And, wow.
He needs our 11%.
Congrats,
right,
you know, to him. And Justice, these guys, I mean, they're busting their tail in there, you know, brewing beer every day, and you got to give it up to them, man. They keep it flowing.
I'll give it up to them, all so, right.
It's a lot of work goes into it.
Knockout 9 High Gravity Beers, you will.
That's right. There's going to be live music at this big event.
Yeah, a joint venture, man. They're a fun time, too.
What kind of music?
This... all kind of covers.
Party
stuff,
music.
Yeah, just good party music.
Irish folk songs. Yeah. Not going to happen, maybe.
No, they'll probably have something like that. Yeah, I mean, you'll hear some good old hippie music, just all kind of stuff.
They seem real laid back, like, you know, I mean, as far as the music they play, which is kind of the vibe I think everybody's kind of going for.
Yes,
someday, you know?
Really laid back.
I said to Will, I said, this is going to be perfect. You're going to have great food. You're going to have live music. You're going to have great beer. You're going to have...
Us,
we will be there. I said, the only thing to make this better is some retail therapy. And he says, got you. There's going to be vendors there.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be like a little flea market type situation, too.
Who's going to be there, Will?
Yeah, we've got 18 different vendors that we just kind of popped it up last minute. And we do that a lot because we have such a large brewery that, you know, you can walk around the inside of the brewery. So what we've done is we've designed a P1 puppy trail. So when you bring your dog on a leash... you can take the dog and walk around the whole brewery and check out all 18 vendors and, mm-hmm. you know, see what they've got going on. And some of these guys, you know, they bend silverware into jewelry and, I mean, all kind of crazy stuff. I mean, it's good
with
stuff.
With their minds?
Man. With their minds. That takes a few knockout nights.
Will Ellenberg Bariatric Center be as a vendor?
But, yeah, I mean, it's just something to do. Bring the kids, you know, real laid back. We have non-alcoholic root beer, obviously always on tap at Thomas Creek for the young ones.
Oh, of course.
And,
of course.
We'll have a total of 16 different taps of beer on. So,
can we swim in the beer tanks?
No, that's a privilege. Maybe we can, you know, off record.
Cousin Adam does it all the time.
Can we get a kiddie pool full of beer we can swim in?
That probably could happen. It's probably happened in 21 years, man. There's no telling what's happened there.
Yeah, we have a beer slip and slide out there.
Yeah.
So listen to this now. With the P1 Puppy Parade, it's like, you know, you dress them up in some green stuff or whatever. You don't even have to dress them up. I mean, whatever you want. It's a little parade, you know, the trail goes through there and everything. But then, of course, there's a damn prize. Everybody's texting, what does the puppy get? What does the puppy get, Will Law?
Two tickets to, obviously, you can't bring your dog, I don't think, but.
The dog can't
go.
The
dog will be happy for you.
Yeah, the dog won you something, which is what dogs want to do. They want
two
to
tickets,
win you something.
Two tickets to go see Shinedown.
Okay.
Which is what your dog would want you to do.
Yeah.
Think about it. The dog gets you out of the house, and then he gets to run things for, you know, several hours.
Yeah. See, that's why I can't. Inga's going naked, because if she wore clothes, she'd win.
You haven't seen my dog.
I've seen Bear.
I mean, obviously, you want the costumes to be tasteful and not, you know. You know, mess the dog up. I mean,
yeah.
Bear was going to be wearing crotchless panties.
Because we're big dog people, man. We have 7 dogs that run around that brewery every day.
Good
and,
Lord.
You know, that's all the owners and people that work there. I mean, they just come every day and they just, like, live there.
That's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. The beer, the camaraderie, the music, the food.
And what kind of stuff will be going on out there for kids?
I mean, obviously the vendors is a big part of that. I mean, some of the vendors from the last time we did an event, some of the vendors had, you know, stuff they, like clothes they made for kids.
And, okay.
You know, baby stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's makeup. I mean, there's all kind of stuff. I mean, We'll put a list probably today on social media of all the different vendors.
Okay.
Tim's got a list, so, you know, Tim, he's all over social media, so he'll probably post that up today. You can get on there and check it out and see if something, you know, piques your interest.
All right. How should we give these tickets / gift cards away? You're going to get two tickets to the party on Sunday, and then you will also get a $20 gift certificate to use for whatever you want at the brewery.
It has to go to somebody who really wants to go to this party.
Yeah, and you don't have to – we're going to set it up where you can just come to the event, and you'll be on a list, and you'll get your gift card and everything then. So no hurry to get over here today, per se.
You'd have to make it to Woodruff Road by 5:20, 30, somewhere in there-ish, whenever they decide to lock up.
How do we want to do it? You just want, it's caller 13 seems boring. I mean, Fast Fingers, you know, they people enjoy that. But what's a way we could do it? Can we do Nine's TSO question of the day now?
Yeah, we could.
Okay, I got an idea for one pair. We'll do. I got an idea for one pair.
What's that? We only have one pair, right?
We have two pair. Do we not?
I've got two pair.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, tickets? Yeah, we've got.
I didn't tell you had four balls.
We only knew one guy had that problem.
Yeah.
You want the sounder? Make it official?
I mean, is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's four tickets total, you know, two
but
sets.
For two winners.
Yeah, two sets.
Okay, good.
You know, so you bring somebody and you get a $20 gift card.
Okay.
So.
All right, so we'll do the first two people that know the answer to this.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
What state was that guy thinking about moving to earlier from P1 Open Phones?
Solid.
Thinking about moving to what state to go do something with a child that might be his?
God.
Just text the state to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line 72341.
You got to be 21 and you got to promise us you're going to go because otherwise you're going to keep somebody from going. Mm-hmm. You're like Lori Loughlin's kids. You're keeping other people from going.
You should have to swear to God you'll be there.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to really... Don't even text the answer if you don't want to go to the party.
I gave up swearing to God for
Lent. I'm out of town. You know, well, this is for people who are definitely going to go to this party. This party is going to be the blank.
Yeah. So text Ohio to or text the answer to 72341, and then the 93rd and 94th.
Yeah, we can go ahead and do them both, 93 and 94.
Okay, fantastic.
Get to counting, fat boy.
And a one and a two.
Oh, so fast.
It is. Wow. Y'all all want to go? Well, hey. I'm going to say we've already hit 93 and 94 on the text line.
Okay. Because
it's blown up. It's a screen full now. So, in that case, if you're texting that state and, you can quit because it's already, the contest is done.
You should text the last name of former Colts quarterback Andrew.
Current quarterback.
Current? Mm-hmm. He re-signed?
He's pretty damn good.
He re-signed.
I didn't say he wasn't good.
He re-signed a couple years ago, I think.
Yeah, he damn near got the team.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on ESPN Upstate today. This is going to be an interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead and text Luck, LUCK, to 72341 if you don't win these tickets. Go ahead and get you a couple. Or
I thought
one,
they brought
or
Peyton
many
back.
You need, four or five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peyton's on tour with Brad Paisley now, I understand.
Yeah. Bring the kids, bring the dogs, bring the family. We're going to have a real good time on Sunday.
And then Rise Guys Pew and Pilsner at Spinks, at Ingles, and then a guy everywhere. Everywhere. Who's our newest tap?
Right now, I would say Willie Taco in Greenville.
That's a big one.
Just put it on. And, mm-hmm. I mean, they move a lot of volume. So
mm-hmm. Place always packed, man. Always
yeah,
packed.
Yeah, free food. So, you know, that's a good spot. We just put it on in seven places in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Gore-Tex, P1 Gore-Tex.
Yeah.
You know, that's your sales guy there. He's killing it out there for us. So, Clemson, we just put it in five places, and they're keeping it on.
We're in the world-famous Esso Club now.
We are. They're from what I hear, they're on their third keg of P1 Pilsner, and it hasn't been there very long. So
Charles probably drank one by himself.
It's,
you never know.
It's very drinkable, that's for sure.
All right, fantastic. Will Law, we will see you on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
We got through this without even referencing the Cape Crusader. Can you believe that?
I know. It's cool.
I'm fine with that, too.
Well, we got it in at the end.
I'm wearing do what now?
We got it in at the very end.
Yeah, there it was. All right. Fantastic. We'll see you Sunday. Text the word luck, LUCK, to 72341 if you didn't win tickets. We'll get into some headlines after this. Right, Paige?
Yeah.
Right after this.
This is the Rise.
Wise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Matt Man.
Yes.
Is your mama listening by now? You think she's up by now?
I don't know. She's probably saving her energy for Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's important. Well, this is something that she may want to know. Death metal doesn't make us violent. That's according to researchers at the University of Australia. They figured out the following test. They had isolated groups of people together. Some death metal fans, some not. And then they had them listening to two songs, either Pharrell's Happy or a song called Eaten by the band Bloodbath, which is all about cannibalism.
Oh.
That's your death metal there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after each person listened to their song, they were shown two images, one each of the images. One was violent, the other was non-threatening.
Yeah.
What normally happens when you're presented with two images like that, you tend to focus on the violent one more, right?
Uh-huh.
But in this case, they thought since people were listening to death metal, they'd be desensitized to any violent image.
Right.
Because, of course, that's what you're all about and you're entertained by that. But what they found was, on the contrary, that these people wouldn't focus on the violent image more when that happened. The metalheads were just as focused as the violent image as everybody else was. In other words, science is just figured out that death metal doesn't make you more violent.
Right.
You're not going to be desensitized because everybody's appalled when you see something grotesque.
Yeah, I mean, Nine and Fatboy seem to love it. I'm grossed out by grossness.
What, death metal or gross stuff?
Gross images and stuff.
Yeah.
But just because you listen to something doesn't mean it's going to affect you visually. And that would make sense.
Some death metal, though, it's draining and depressing. I mean, it is. Like, to me, like, I can't understand what... It sounds like a half-human, half-dog singing.
Yeah, it sounds like it hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Won't get you. They're
really, really good musicians usually, but it's just hard to listen to much of it. It's hard to listen to it for more than like 5 minutes.
Imagine it's hard to sing it too.
Yeah.
But as far as people that see things that are horrific on a regular basis, you may condition yourself where you're not so emotionally upset about it, but I think you're still going to be appalled by an image if some kind of sensory.
Yeah.
Because you just can't turn that off.
It makes me think of this years. I mean, I still like it, but years ago I was like really into psychology, and there was this study that was done, and they took two pitchers of water, like a carafe of water, mm-hmm. and they label one love and they label the other one war, mm-hmm. with a piece of paper, and they plant – or they water plants with them. The one that was labeled love grew these beautiful flowers. The one that was labeled war, they died. Like, that's crazy to me. How's that happen?
One had Miracle-Gro.
No, it didn't. It was just water. No,
it didn't.
Yeah, it's really strange. Like you can put intent on something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why text messaging sucks. Is because you can't read, or you can read, but you can't take the intent. You can't feel the intention.
There's no inflection to a text.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm befuddled by it, guys. Can I say that word?
Well, you know, the people who like the angriest sounding metal are usually these, hey, man, really nice to meet you. I'm super
really
soft-spoken.
Light handshake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm usually a larger man, but I have such soft hands.
Yeah.
And I'm really soft-spoken and polite.
Mm-hmm. A lot of lotion.
Yeah.
A lot of lotion.
But it did make them desensitized.
Well moisturized socks.
Mm-hmm.
Or more violent. Because I did a case study in college on porn.
Did you now?
I did. Remember
did
I
you go undercovers?
No. Actually, I had a control group of like 20 guys.
Yeah.
And they had to watch porn and they had to read porn in a certain amount of time. And then, you know, I tested them to see if they would be more violent or abusive to women, because that was the study, because of Ted Bundy.
How did you test them, though?
Through their behavior, and I interviewed their girlfriends or wives and
Damn.
Things like that. So what I concluded was porn doesn't make you more violent towards women. you're going to either be that way automatically, but just because you're watching that isn't going to make you go out and.
You should have stuck with porn tests.
You
could have been the nation's foremost porn prognosticator.
It was uncomfortable to sit and watch that with people to see how they behave.
Yeah.
And
did you notice a lot of TPs in pants? I would have.
It was just very uncomfortable.
You write the Leonard's Losers of Porn.
That's
what you watch.
Yeah. I look at the Porner's Almanac. It's really good.
My porn was probably safe in the rougher porn they had on their own, you know, whatever they were doing. Hmm. They would log what they watched or what they did, you know, literally.
I bet they would.
I bet they would.
They would log it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but none of them killed anybody, so that's a good thing. All right, so how about this? Would you give up the internet forever? Would you give up the internet forever for over $1 million? I mean, that's forever.
How far over a million are we talking?
Well, this is a study that was done in the UK.
This is stop with the studies. I mean, the porn thing you did, Paige, I support that,
but this
is stupid.
So this is pounds. So they asked people if they'd give up £1 million, which is about $1.3 million.
All right.
So 48% say yeah, they would.
Liars.
32% said no, and 20% weren't sure. They can't make up their mind for anything.
Well, in my mind, it would be. You'd give up your phone. You'd give up. At this point, you wouldn't watch TV. I mean, broadband runs everything. It's all internet-based at this point.
Great question. I'm glad you said that. Okay. I keep hearing all the talk about 5G. Mm-hmm. What's going to be the difference in 5G versus 4G? Like, how will my life change?
Cancer, apparently.
Is that what it is? Radiation?
I mean, it ain't going to be that much of a huge deal. Like, for your phone, you don't – I mean, you watch a whole lot of streaming on it. Like, you know, Netflix or whatever.
Even when I do, it just runs like there's, I mean, it runs fine as it is.
So you're not downloading a whole bunch of stuff?
Yeah, but I guess I'm just too much of a lacking technological wording. I can't even say that word. Like, what? It just means better coverage, more, less dropped calls. It's not some kind of surveillance kind of thing.
I guess. I want fiber internet. That's what you want. That's when you get those quick speeds.
Yeah.
Download your adult films.
Oh, yeah.
In half the time.
Do you actually download them or just stream them?
It depends.
Yeah. You save any on your favorite places?
I have a secret browser.
Oh, I bet.
Incognito.
Off the desktop. Nobody knows exists.
For your eyes only.
Uh-oh. So men were more likely to say yes, 52% compared to 44% of the women that would give up the whole internet experience.
Man, I want to say yes, but... You know, it's getting to be that's how you meet people, that's how you communicate with people. And I don't want to just live in a Unabomber shack in the woods by myself not doing anything.
Are you cold or did you get a boob job?
I'm a little chilly.
Okay. His arms have disappeared.
He's
his
grown.
Jugs are bigger.
Right. So only
mermaid got fat.
Here, it's cold. Yeah, Ariel's getting chubby.
Ariel's.
Oh,
did she
goodness.
Poke your fingers through her bra?
I just gave her a Madonna bra.
Oh, boy. So when...
I put that on the side.
One thing that people are loving about the Captain Marvel movie is the music in it. You're the only one that saw it, right, Fatboy?
Oh, that's great music.
None of you guys give up the internet for $1 million?
I would use the money to go to the library to pay a hobo to go whatever sites I tell him to.
I would like to see the reality show of when people said they would do it, and then they sit in like a room full of cell phones and not knowing what's going on, and watch them one by one just start fiending real hard.
Yeah.
Because that's what I said yesterday, man. Like, when Instagram and Facebook was down, we realized that social media is digital drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're fiending, and you can't find the dude, man, that's got any available.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What am I going to do? I need to see what Paige ate for lunch yesterday.
Well, that's true. And then you connect with everything with the internet, your work, your job, your children.
You couldn't work here if you didn't have the internet.
No.
So you'd have to be ready to retire with that $1.3 million and live the rest of your life on it.
I'd do it.
And a Unabomber shack in the woods by yourself?
Can't bring nobody?
I mean, you could, but they'd have
what
to
also... What if she brings internet, though?
But they'd have to also be down with a Unabomber shack in the woods.
Okay. Wow.
And not many people are down with a Unabomber shack in the woods.
I'd get tired of writing a manifesto.
Yeah, yeah.
So older people are willing to give up the internet back to the store. Only 14% of 18 to 24-year-olds would say they'd be willing to cut the cord. I mean, completely.
be hard to cut it completely at this point.
But you would, yeah, I don't know. It would be a great reality show. Yeah. Like 60 days off. Yeah. 60 days off the internet.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, living off the grid.
Off the grid.
So 59% of the people over the age of 65 would definitely do that.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure everybody was on the kind of the same page as on that
fine.
Story.
That's fine.
Now we're talking about Captain Marvel, though.
Well,
I like that.
Captain Marvel is, like, everybody's talking about that, right?
I want to see it. I haven't seen it yet. I really like Brie Larson a lot.
It's really good.
Seems really good.
And she worked so hard to prepare for that role. Is she, like...
pushing Jeeps around.
I know. Just... I don't even know what her powers are, so I don't even know.
It's an origin story, so, you know, it's all laid out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you nothing.
Thank you.
Don't give it away. So the 90s songs are featured in Captain Marvel.
It's a long soundtrack.
Well, not all of them.
No.
They've seen like a collective 464% rise in sales this week since the soundtrack in the movie came out, which includes Nirvana's Come As You Are, What a Man from Salt-N-Pepa, and Hole Celebrity Skin.
Yeah, the way they use the music in the movie is really good.
Is it based in the 90s, though?
That's where it starts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I can't tell you anything else, damn it.
Oh, no, don't.
Because you intertwine with Avengers and all this stuff, too, at some point.
I don't want to know that Captain Marvel's wearing leg warmers at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy, where they had like the 70s song that when it would come up and people would love to hear it. Kind of like this song pops in.
Isn't Thing from the comic books fighting Triple H at WrestleMania? Is that his name?
A Thing.
What is he? What's his name, Batista's character name?
Oh, Drax?
Okay. Yeah.
Guardians?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't go to Comic-Con last weekend.
I didn't make it either, packed. Man. It looked packed.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
The line to meet Paige.
That was fun, though. I had a good time there. So, Whole Celebrity Skin was the biggest gainer.
Yeah.
With sales from this. Also, Only When It Rains from Garbage is in it, too. And No Doubt, Just a Girl.
Hmm. Yeah, this is the way they use it, man, in the movie. It's just really good. Go watch it. You're not going to watch it. It's really good.
I don't know. If I can see a comic book movie, I got to know the character. Like, I didn't enjoy the Ghost Rider movies because I didn't know the comic book.
you could go see the movie and learn the character, though. You can find out about the character.
Not the way I work, pal.
You only want to go see stuff you're already familiar with.
That's right.
You're the problem with America.
I know.
I'll go see it in the next couple weeks on like a weekday afternoon.
All right, I'll tell you what happened.
Don't you do it. Minutes. No.
Write it on
no,
a note and pass it to me. I need to know what's going to happen before I go see it.
People are going to be so upset. All right, so out in...
not real Captain, Stolen Valor.
Oh, boy. All right, in theaters this weekend, Wonder Park is out.
What is that?
Jennifer Garner and Matthew Broderick. It's an animated movie about a girl who creates a theme park in her imagination as a way of coping with her mom's...
Oh, it's a cartoon.
Sudden illness. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw the previews for Fighting With My Family.
Yeah, so...
The Page movie.
We're going to wrestle for a little bit.
No, WWE Page. Okay. Not... Debutante Page.
Debutante.
All right.
It looks like it'd be fun, but everybody says it sucks.
You know what I found out?
Usually those things get like a 90 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I watched the full trailer for Dumbo. This is where they're missing the mark on this. Dumbo doesn't talk.
Yeah.
He just flies around with his big ears. He don't talk at all. I was like, who's doing the voice of Dumbo? There's not one. What?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He kind of looks at you.
He just looks at you and flies away.
Hmm. He might talk as Tim Burton. It might make him talk. Hey, guys.
Spoiler alert, though. Dumbo's deaf. You find that out at the end. It's ironic. Huge ears, can't hear a damn thing.
What?
Yeah. Stop. That's why he doesn't talk.
What are some of the other ones Disney has coming out? They're doing one I saw.
Aladdin.
I know. But
the Blue Genie.
Coming up even and further out. I don't remember which one it was.
Lion King.
Yeah.
No, I know that one, too. And I know Mulan.
I forgot you know everything.
Lady and the Tramp is the one I saw is coming out.
Live action?
Live action Lady and the Tramp.
So will it actually be people dressed as dogs kissing and eating spaghetti?
I have no idea how they're going to do it. I don't know. But they're
do that.
Live action Lady and the Tramp and live action Pinocchio.
How are they going to do that scene, though?
That's the only thing about that movie anybody ever talks about.
What else is there?
I don't know. Is it good? I don't even know what it's
Apparently
about.
He was a whore.
Yeah.
They can be male tramps.
They meet in the dog pound. That's all I know.
He was the tramp in that.
Yeah, he has a tattoo on his lower back.
Yeah.
Growing up in the South, I thought only women could be tramps.
No, just Jezebels.
Yeah. And I thought Floozies. And I thought tramp and slut were synonyms. But no, no.
Trifling.
Well, also PG-13, Captive State. Ashton Sanders from Moonlight plays a kid from Chicago.
Who in the hell is that? I don't even know the show he's on.
Moonlight? You don't remember that?
Oh, Bruce Willis, yeah.
Well, it's it's about a black man growing up in Miami. So he was in Moonlight, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not a lot going on. Maybe you wanted to stick to
That's why you should come to the brewery on Sunday.
And
exactly.
Watch that.
Ain't nothing to see
like Moonlighting.
The theaters. Come to the brewery.
Come to Thomas Creek on Sunday. Come to Wild Wing of Spartanburg tomorrow for Shenanigans on the Square. Come to Dave and Buster's this afternoon.
Yeah, man.
We're going to be there.
Yeah.
And don't let that keep you from coming. You come too.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much.
You're
when
welcome.
We come back, we'll go through the whole rundown of this weekend once again and tell you about tomorrow on the show. And then back to Monday. So, Rise Guys, happy Friday.
Text the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And here we are. You realize this time last week, Sergeant Slaughter proposed to Paige. That was a whole week ago.
Oh, boy.
Can't believe it. Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted. Thanks to those of you that will join us today at Dave & Buster's, 2 until 4 p.m., Dave & Buster's, Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be on ESPN Upstate with Mark Ryan talking hoops and hops.
Yep, talking some sports stuff, man. We're going to have this a hell of a good time. And tomorrow, come see us at Shenanigans on the Square in Spartanburg from 3 until 5, Wild Wing Cafe, downtown Spartanburg.
And then the big party at the Mecca of Beer in the Upstate, talking about the Rise Guys St. Patrick's Day party. At Thomas Creek Brewery. To get your tickets, text LUCK, L-U-C-K, to 72341.
It's L-U-C-K. It's 72341. The CarolinaVaporMill.com text line.
That'll do it. Paige is in next.
Oh, we got big concert tickets next week.
We do?
Yeah, I'm going to tease you on that. Big, big concert tickets next week.
Like big, like golf tournament check size, or are we talking about like an event that everybody would want to go to? Not super huge tickets.
It's a big concert.
A big concert.
Yeah, the tickets will be regular size.
All right. I told Will Law to take his accordion on stage. Finally, he's going to make it happen.
Yep.
Thank God.
Yep.
All right. Nine, give him a bell. all right. Worst of the Rise Guys tomorrow morning, 6 until 10. Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy in Monday morning, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live about 6. Thank you all for listening. Have a safe weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.